public comment, we will get better participation by the public in attending our meetings and broaden the understanding of the task force's work as we go forward. There is a matter, though, because this is a subject that is of significant interest to the broad community about how to manage the meeting with respect to public comment. And one thought I had would be to open up for public comment each agenda item at the end of the agenda item after we have discussed it, so that we can get public response to that agenda item. We would try to make sure that the public understands that they're being invited to provide their input to that agenda item, not to everything and all issues that relate to the domes, and that we see how that works. I don't see any particular reason to set time limits until we see how the public participation affects the length of our meetings and our ability to sit still for long periods of time. Does that sound like a reasonable approach to doing this, or do you have concerns?
I think to start with it, I think you have to distinguish between meetings and hearings. These are meetings, and you've all been through marathons, sitting there for 3 hours, and then we get to that point, then it's time to focus on the meeting aspect of our charge.
Yeah, I would intend to bring to the attention of the public the...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's impossible to hear you. If you want to make it a public meeting, put up the PA system or something.
Yeah, I think that's probably a very good suggestion. I know, especially with our backs. Well, let me see if I can at least stand up and project better, and maybe if we can try to make the public ability to hear. Thank you very much. No, another time we'll make sure we have microphones or a better. Turn us around so you can our voices project to a it's a good point. Quite well taken, especially in very community subject. I think that we can stress with the public the schedule that we will have for having public hearings on the matter of the domes and what should happen to them, which will be a fact gathering and information, general information response to what we're doing, and that those opportunities will be in addition to attending these meetings. So that I think that should make it more manageable in terms of the response the public has to our doing our work in public.
Yeah, I'd like to build on what John said, the difference between public hearing and public comment. And I think because this is a new task force, I'm not sure having public comment after every agenda item would be efficient with time use. I think we need to make sure we need to cover the material that we need to cover in the meeting. So different, I'm not sure what the next agenda will be like, but I think different agendas might have different times and appropriate places, but I'm not sure it needs to consistently be after every agenda item. So otherwise, I don't think we'll get our work done. And if what I heard before is we have a lot of work to do, I think we have to be efficient with our time use and make sure we cover whatever material we said we were covering in the agenda.
That makes sense to be selective on the agenda items where we would open up the agenda item for public comment. A lot of the agenda items aren't going to have a great deal of public interest. There'll be our setting of our next meeting dates and things like that. So I think that's good. And maybe if we look at the agenda as it's being prepared and look at what is more likely to benefit the public would have interest in and commenting and be a benefit to the task force, we could notice some aspects of the agenda as being open for public comment and others and other parts of that. So, anything else about the matter of how we handle that? Okay, the next item that we have on the agenda is our